Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Luke chapter 6, verse 45, Jesus said it this way, "A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh." You ever meet a man that always has to have either some kind of a sexual innuendo or some other type of thing that is off-center? That's a person that his heart is in those things. And because their heart is constantly in those things, they're constantly making those statements. You see, what a man's mouth refers to most often is the man's mouth is simply expressing what's in its heart. And that's what the Lord taught us in Luke chapter 6, verse 45. And so, according to this, we're to be praying not only for ourselves, but for one another, that we might have a knowledge of the Lord, that it goes down into our heart, and an exact knowledge, so that when our mouth speaks, it speaks the exact things that are right about our Lord and that others should know. So again, I ask, pray for me. Now, pray for your mate. Pray for the brethren of your local church. Pray that we'd all have a right and growing wisdom, revelation, and knowledge of Jesus Christ our Lord. And pray this way continually. And now, think of verse 18. As he has started out praying this way for the people, he says, "The eyes of your understanding being enlightened." Now think about that with verse 17 in mind, about having the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of the Lord. Now he's saying he wants the eyes of your understanding enlightened. He is praying that the illumination of their understanding and knowledge may abound and increase in the knowledge of the holy. In other words, he wants them to know the holiness of God even much better, and that it will be a continually growing thing in their heart and mind, and they will understand. They'll be able to perceive it. But be careful here. The graces, fruits, and glories of the Spirit come to us through the understanding that is imparted to us by the Holy Spirit of God in connection with the Word of God. On the other hand, Satan tries to work through our senses and our passions. Satan tries to make our religion feelings-oriented. And the Bible warns that the last days, men would be sensual or feelings-oriented. And by the way, the word sensual out of Jude 19 comes from the Greek word psychikos, from which we get our word psychology, and has that idea of dealing with the self and its feelings and self-oriented. The idea is to make our flesh feel good. It is to complement our intellect with philosophy and psychology. Well, Jesus Christ appeals to our understanding, not our emotional feeling. The world says, "Know thyself." And unfortunately, too much of religion and even our so-called Bible-believing churches feed its people this junk food of Satan about know thyself, build thy self-esteem. The theory is, if you know yourself better, you can see your fit into the whole of the universe of God. But you see, that's man's way of religion. But the revelation and the knowledge of God says, know God. and then from him and his word, get the interpretations of yourself and the universe. Okay? Don't try to know yourself in order to know God. Know God and you'll know yourself. And you know, that seems to be the battle in many places today. Churches are trying to help us know ourselves more than they're trying to help us to know God. And that is sensual religion. That is why the prayer of many is more along the line of the material than the spiritual. That's why we're more apt to pray for our sickness or our financial need than we are for the spiritual things. Now notice here, as Paul has prayed, he's prayed for them to have wisdom, revelation, and the knowledge of him, and the eyes of their understanding to be enlightened. Notice he didn't say, help the sick to get healthy. May their jobs increase so that they have enough money and that they're able to live comfortably. We don't see that. And there's nothing wrong with praying for sick people. The Bible even tells us to do that. But I'm just saying that in spiritual things, this is a better thing that we pray this way. And we pray regularly, one for another, after this manner. Because we have one who is against us. Now, he gives us knowledge by giving us the spirit of knowledge. The Holy Spirit is the teacher of the saints. We have the revelation of the Spirit with us today in the Word of God. He reveals God's Word to us. But that's to no avail if we do not have the wisdom of the Spirit in our hearts. Don't think that it's enough to have warm, touchy-feely affections. We must labor to have clear understanding. Remember, the Bible tells us that our growth in Him is line upon line, line upon line. Here a little and there a little. You're not going to get mature Christian growth in a 24-hour or one-day seminar that you go there 8 to 10 hours for the day and you have an overview of the Bible, and suddenly you're a mature Christian. It does not happen that way, and the Bible tells us it doesn't happen that way. Just remember, when we talk about these spiritual things, Israel, according to the Psalms, prayed and asked God for the meat that they had in Egypt, and finally God gave them their desire. And Israel, oh yeah, they got their meat. But then he adds that he sent leanness to their soul. Wow, that's a terrible thing to be somebody who is so caught up in the material that we're poor, undernourished in the spiritual. As the last days Christian, let us be ambitious of being known and judicious Christians. Now let me repeat that. As last days Christians, let us be ambitious of being knowing and judicious Christians. And he says, being enlightened. That's in an interesting tense in the Greek. It means that we are continually enlightened by the Spirit of God, but in a passive manner. That is, we remove all things that hinder the work of the Holy Spirit. But He is the one who writes on the fleshly tables of the heart. Now, if we're unwilling to move something, He's not going to do it. I had rooms painted in our house. We've had carpet cleaners come in, and we've had them say, you've got to remove the pictures off the wall. You've got to remove the furniture. You've got to do this. And then they'll come in and do it for this special price. Well, the Holy Spirit's not going to write on the tables of our heart if there are things blocking His way. And my friend, when you have things of this flesh and things of this life and things of the world that you're unwilling to part from, that you're unwilling for Christ to have the Lordship, you're unwilling as the rich young ruler to sell all thou hast, when you're unwilling to part with those things in your heart, then just understand that you can't grow anymore spiritually, that you are hindering yourself that growth. And so in a passive manner, we have removed those things and we allow Him to write on the tables of our heart. Now, this wisdom and revelation comes to us only by intimate association with our God. So, therefore, it must be continuous and growing. We must continually be in God's Word and continually in prayer. As you drive home, in your cars, as you're sitting around the house, if you have time to daydream about everything else, you have time to meditate in the Word of God and talk to God. And here are some things that you can talk to God about, especially for your church and your pastor. The late Dr. Lehman Strauss states, some men are wise in Hebrew and Greek grammar and in the mechanics of interpretation. But Paul is not praying for the tools of knowledge. He is seeking for them a wise and understanding spirit that none but the Holy Spirit can impart, not books, not men. Now again, let me say this. The Holy Spirit of God will never, never give anything that contradicts the Word of God. And if you receive something that does contradict the Word of God, then my friend, I must tell you that it's not from God. When we have the spirit of revelation and the knowledge of Him, and that spirit of revelation and knowledge of Him is given to us in His Word and taught to us by His Holy Spirit, then the spirit of revelation will get hold of these revealed truths as easily as the spirit of skepticism gets hold of doubt. You ever have a salesman come into your house trying to sell you a vacuum cleaner or something of that nature, and you're sitting there, whatever they're trying to sell you, you're skeptical. And so you measure everything through eyes of skepticism to make your decision. But when there is something that comes in and it's something that we're looking for, it's something that we have knowledge about, and somebody shows us something and we know it's good, because our knowledge shows us it's good, then we act. And so, the same thing with the Word of God. As we read the Word of God and we begin to know it and learn it, and it's taught to us by His Holy Spirit, then the Spirit of Revelation shows how this is applied to our lives and how we can live doctrinally. And this is how we endure sound doctrine in these last days, because we have the Spirit of God. It's important that we understand that this knowledge is more than the knowledge of the attributes of God, such as His omniscience or all-knowingness, His omnipresence, and His omnipotence, His all-power. It is knowing Him in holiness as Father and Friend. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ. Christ Jesus.